So I want to talk right now about the controversy going on in Washington about taxes, what are called tariffs, on steel and aluminum. It has been a big story in the financial markets all over the world, and obviously a big story politically in Washington. Now, I will tell you, hearing a perspective from me about tariffs is not a fair game, because I unalterably am an ardent free trader, something that is not very popular right now in the United States. But I have always believed that companies and countries should produce what they are best at, what they are able to do most efficiently. And so the president has proposed these tariffs on steel and aluminum, not because people have been playing unfair with us, but because we have not been efficient in the manufacture, American companies building, manufacturing steel and aluminum in the United States have not been as efficient as companies have been in other countries around the world. We have not done a good job at it. There are other things that we do exceedingly well. Think of all the industries in which we excel as a country. How about aircraft? We are the world's preeminent manufacturer of aircraft, and that is a massive market. Automobiles, where we thought we were weaklings, we continue to be fantastic manufacturers of automobiles. Agriculture, we produce food with an efficiency in the United States that is marveled at in much of the world. And industry after industry, of course, anything to do with IT, computers, the internet, we are unchallenged in the world for what we've done. The most valuable companies in the world, if you think about who they are, Apple, Google's parent, Alphabet, Facebook, these companies, all American companies. So the danger when you say, well, we're not good at something, so we're going to punish other people that are good at it, is you don't know how they're going to respond. Plus, the cost of so many things will go up because of these taxes. The president has spoken in strong terms about putting in these taxes, and we'll see if that is softened as it is implemented over time. But the controversy about it is one that divides a lot of people in the country. We tend to get divided pretty easily in the United States right now. And a lot of the arguments made in the United States are not based on fact anymore. They're based on emotion or half-truths, and that's an unfortunate thing. But to me, the greatest danger of this is not what's been reported on so much, which is the additional cost you and I are going to have on various goods we buy, because that goes without saying anytime you impose tariffs. But the danger is that people in the world that are our friends are more likely to become our adversaries as we start to put up roadblocks to them selling things to us under free trade. And I know there are people in the United States who look at the problems we've had with employment in the U.S. from a prism of trade, and that it's because other people sell us stuff. But what's overlooked with that is how much stuff we sell other people. And so that is why economics is the dismal science, because it is not they win so we lose. That's not really what happens. But what does happen is that the most efficient provider for each product or service eventually emerges. Why is it that Sears is a failed retailer? I know they still have some stores open. Toys R Us in bankruptcy. Why are these people failing? because others in retail provide a more efficient environment. Amazon came out of nowhere to be a threat to many people in many industries, not just retail. And people either adapt to the competitive threat Amazon offers or they go extinct. That's the way business works, is that the innovative company, the one that figures out how to provide what you and I want, the company that gets the combination right of quality and price and service, they're the ones that emerge victorious. And that's how things should work, because it creates efficiency that ultimately creates more wealth. So this is not going to go the way a free trader like me believes, but from my perspective, that's where this thing sits, is that we ultimately overall end up better off and with more national wealth when we do trade in a free trade environment. And when you start to choose, I'm going to protect this one but not that one and protect this other one, it distorts an economy and ultimately makes us poorer. And if you want to state that you feel that I am completely crazy and I'm out of my mind, that's why we have Clark Stinks for you. You can go post on Clark Stinks at Clark.com and let me know. Check out our full podcast at Clark.com/on demand.